Shkalim chapter 8, Mishnah 2. Kol ha-kelim shenimtzan b'Yushalayim. Any utensil found in Yushalayim. So how do we know, is the utensil pure? Impure, can you use it or do you have to purify it? Says the first opinion, derech yeridu leves ha-tefillah. If it's on the path down to the mikveh, so then tmei. We assume that it's a tamei vessel and it was on its way to the mikveh to be purified. Derech aliyah, but if it's on the path coming back from the mikveh, tahorin. Then we assume that it had already been to the mikveh and it was purified. Shelo b'derech yiridasan aliyasan, because the way going down to the mikveh was a different path from the way coming back from the mikveh. So it depends which path you find it on, that would give the status of the vessel. Divrei Rebbe Meir, and that's the according to
Meir.
Two paths.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In fact, if you go to that excavation next to the western wall, they've got a mikveh there, and in the mikveh it's got two parts of the steps. One going down, the unpure people would go down to the mikveh on one side, and the pure people would come out of the mikveh on the other side, that they didn't touch each other. That was according to Rima. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, Kulan Toherin, every vessel you find in Yushalayim is Tahor. And why? The Meiri explains, because even something you find going down to the mikveh, who says that particular vessel was impure? Maybe the guy was just carrying it. It was a pure vessel that he was carrying, and he was on his way to dip something else in the mikveh, and he dropped a pure vessel. So perhaps even that one is pure. And so we assume everything in Yerushalayim is Tahor. Chutz min asal umagreifa v'amiritzpa hamiyuchadin lekvaros, except for the things which were used for digging graves and moving bones around. They used to move bones around. And that's things like the basket, the spade, the crasher. These were all things which were specially used for digging bones. But everything else has a status of Tahor in Yerushalayim.